Visiting today with Caitlin Mack from the Drummond FFA chapter. She's one of our stars. You're a star farmer,
yes.
Correct? All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about your project.
So my project is I have 227 acres of my own farmland, as well as a cow-calf operation with that. And I also help my family farm over 10,000 acres.
Obviously, this is a project close to your heart because it's your family, but what made you pick this?
I wanted to really show Oklahoma agriculture that I truly care about production ag and about how I love helping produce crops to where I can feed the world.
So let's talk a little bit about feeding the world. What are some of the biggest things you learned or maybe some challenges that you've encountered as you went through this?
Mother Nature
definitely
a big one for me. You never know what she's going to bring to you, but all of the challenges that Mother Nature gives to you, it also shows you about how to work around them and about how to come up with other solutions to the problem that arises.
Well, you know, when you're fighting Mother Nature, you just really never know what you're going to get. But the sad thing is you just have to keep going.
Yes, ma'am.
So who all helped out with this project?
My family has been a big help and also my ag teacher.
Is this a project that you see yourself continuing on, or maybe while you go off to college, your family's going to get to continue on?
Yes, ma'am. I'm actually going to continue farming while I'm in college. I want to major in animal science with a double major of agriculture education, and I want to hopefully move closer back to home and continue my farming career as I grow.
Let's talk a little bit about your FFA career. What's some of your shining favorite moments?
One of my shining favorite moments probably would have been freshman year. I made it to the state FFA Creed speaking contest.
And that's hard.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
People don't understand, you can memorize a speech, but that's not what it's all just about, is it?
Yeah. Everyone, for the Creed contest, everyone says the exact same paragraphs over and over again. So it was a really big accomplishment for me.
As you go forward through FFA, think about some of the things that it taught you as you were learning.
It has definitely taught me that hard work pays off in the end. By just, for example, for preparing for the Star Farmer, I ended up winning my district, and I was super excited. And then coming to compete at the state level, which Star Farmer is probably one of the biggest deals in FFA, it also has shown me about how you don't want to let opportunities pass you by because you're definitely not young for forever.
Yes. So. And we learned a lot with COVID. You know, you kind of spoke about feeding the world, but man, that's so important now because people want to know where their food comes from.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's going to be, I feel like that's going to be one of the takeaways that we get that was actually a benefit, if you can even call any, during COVID-19. But it's that people want to know and they have a little bit more of appreciation for farmers.
Yeah, actually during COVID-19, kind of when everything shut down, there were some individuals that didn't realize farmers can't just stop what they're doing.
They didn't get to take a COVID-19 break.
No, they did not. You have, along with my cow-calf operation that I mentioned earlier, you can't just not go check your cattle mm-hmm. because of COVID. You still have to make sure that you are getting enough hay out to them and that you're going to be able, even though the markets were very fluctual in mm-hmm. pricing and everything, you still want to try and raise a good crop or have a good profitability cow-calf operation to where you can hopefully make some income.
So what will you be doing for the next 4 years?
The next 4 years, I'm going to be attending Oklahoma State University while continuing my farming career.
And you mentioned, you told us a little bit, you gave us a little bit of a tease about what you want to be majoring in.
Yes, I want to do animal science or agriculture education. I have been thinking about along the lines as a veterinarian, but I really enjoy agriculture education as far as you get to teach younger individuals about what it truly means to be a part of the FFA and about how Oklahoma agriculture and about all the production options that you have.
Well, Caitlin, congratulations. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Once again, visiting with Caitlin Mack from Drummond FFA chapter. She's one of our star farmers. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.